Me. I am Solo.
Previously on Half Party.
I definitely think that we were together in the treasure room, and you made a friend, and I made a friend, but it wasn't the friends that we were supposed to make.
Hey, we threw the audience for a loop.
You had a crisis of faith in goblins.
And you had some, like, just displeased, like, you just
I don't like Russian halflings. Halflings voiced by bad Russian accents, says the man with a bad Scottish-Irish accent.
I would never say that the guy with the Russian accent was terrible. I think he's one of the best voice actors I have ever seen or heard.
I think also Mary Kilgrew went out, did a scouting party because we learned she could turn invisible.
Aye.
And we spent a lot of time in the room, right?
We also had a heart-to-heart interaction between Solo and Merrick where we were semi-divided. He's not even here. He can't even hear this heartwarming speech I was going to have about
forgiveness. They're wireless headphones, fuckstick. I can walk around the room to let my dog out so we don't have recording issues. So yeah, I can hear every word you're saying unless I'm in the fucking kitchen.
Hi. And you should be in the kitchen.
God, I got it.
I feel like we've gotten away from the recap. A little bit. Hey everybody, welcome to Half Party. My name is Bjorn Falk, your DM, and with me as always I have Daniel Diagnoff.
As always.
And Justin Smith.
Hi there. I didn't hear you come in.
Let me put this towel on.
All over my clothes.
Won't like you
it's
be?
It's obviously pointless.
Guys, we could record this whole podcast naked and no one would know.
What do you mean, could?
Fair point.
I have been. I would never lie to you, viewers.
It's true.
I have been naked this entire time.
Yep.
He's lying to you right now.
He uses a wide-angle lens the whole time, too, which I feel like is just unnecessary. We could do it with just the computer cameras.
Well, especially because we're only recording with the microphones, but yeah. I've got a beautiful image right now. Like, the picture that's painted for both my compadres.
All the sweating's paying off, though. You're doing good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you guys find yourselves all pretty much ready to rock. You have your goblin attire on, looking sharp. You've taken some time to don a little bit of makeup, maybe some green-tinted paint on the skin. You've probably thrown around some goblin phrases back and forth with Krizik's help, trying to figure out, like, hey, hi, what's up? Do they do head nods or fist bumps? That kind of thing.
Right, we're getting into character. We're really exploring the space.
Yep. And you're sitting there with Mary, who's all head to toe green painted up. She actually looks pretty dead on for a very large version of a goblin. She had some fake ears that she put on. She's got these
she's done this before.
Oh yeah, she's a really good disguise artist. Like those videos you see on Instagram or wherever. It looks exactly like that. Just absolutely magically, boom, this is who she is now.
She's a D&D cosplayer, is what you're saying.
Essentially.
I'm so glad we're doing this. Like,
this is
really good for us to get into the narrative.
This is so meta, yeah.
It really is. It's very helpful. You guys have Krizik, who's been helping you out, and you also have Nikolai Rosveri, who's been helpful. He's just kind of grumpily getting back into his stuff since you guys...
His cup of healing or something. You took his flask last episode.
I definitely
remember I stomped him into unconsciousness because he was mouthing off.
Yep. I believe it was a sharp kick to the ribs.
Yeah.
And it was aggressive.
Snap kick.
Yep. And here you guys are. Mary looks back at you guys and says, all right, are you guys ready to go?
So let's put the big boss in front, right? That's you.
And I put the helmet on and I go.
It's not in your mouth.
It's really going to be
it's
awkward.
It's just above my mouth.
It's a big, oversized bobblehead. Like, think of about
Like a football like helmet?
Big
like,
helmet from Spaceballs.
Oh, so I got like a face opening.
No, big helmet's face opening is closed most of the time in Spaceballs.
Okay, so like what kind of like
just
what
put
kind
a
of
cup
mechanism?
In front of your mouth to do the Foley work, and that's all we need.
I have this one. All right, I am Solo. Perfect. Is me practicing.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Did I sound like a goblin?
I sound like a goblin.
You sound exactly like Krizik.
I am Krizik.
No,
hey, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
He's Krizik.
Hey, so, Krizik, what's my goblin name?
What I don't know. What's your real name?
My name's Solo.
No, what was Nikolai's goblin name? Nikolai, what was your name?
Snart Grizzle. Wait, no. Yeah.
Wait. Sorry. Gotta go back. Roll it back. I forgot the
wrong
voice.
Nikolai, what was your Russian name? What was your Russian goblin name?
It was... What did I just say?
You Snark said Grizzle. Snark Grizzle.
Snark Grizzle.
All right. This is the new Snark Grizzle.
You are Snark Grizzle.
So
I am Snark.
We're gonna
Grizzle.
Carry the chest. Krizik and I, with two of us or four goblins, to carry this chest in.
I think that it'll be best carried by all four of us. All
right, so you two in the back, and then Krizik and I in the front. Krizik, you're gonna be quietly talking to my man Snark Grizzle. Which direction we need
Snark
to go?
Grizzle.
Right. Very good.
Mary, does
I think
it sound
this is
good
best
to you?
Plan. Give me 1 minute. And he begins to cast a spell to change his appearance.
So we're looking at this. We've got Bubblehead Snart Grizzle. Looks fantastic. We've got Krizik, mm-hmm. who's actually a real goblin. And then we've now got the cosplayer and a spell
goblin.
Like silent image type look. Yeah, great. Wonderful.
Yeah, he looks very much like a goblin.
All right, then I'm going to put him in the front with Krizik. I'll go back in the back with my just smudgy-looking goblin clothes and face, and I'll just...
Can you give me a sleight of hand check? And
I just want to put my hood way, way up.
Solo, will you give a assist on that sleight of hand check, because you guys help Merrick get all suited up in his goblin garb and look as good as he can for this...
Yeah,
promenade.
I totally help him with, I got a 16.
Oh, can you give me a d6 roll for the assist?
Oh, for the assist? Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a lot better. Watch. Yeah, that's a 1.
Nice. And what did you have there, Merrick? Is that also a 1?
No, not at all. Not at all. I did fine. I did a 16.
All right, so with a 17, that's a good costume.
So bad. It's not so bad.
Yeah.
I might have poked him in the eye, like while I'm trying to help him with his eyebrows.
Yeah, like they kind of goblin eyebrows, as everyone knows, flare up at the outside.
Everybody knows this,
of course. And that's,
submit
that's
your
kind of
fan
you
art
to
www.half-party.com for
solo.
A solo Merrick cute shot of them doing his makeup. It's wonderful, goblin
as
face.
Yep,
not offensive
goblin
at
face.
All.
And you guys
Let's
look
go.
Like a pretty good ragtag crew of goblins. Mary looks kind of back at you guys and says, "All right, let's do this."
We go out, we make two lefts and then a right.
We go out to the right, past the first set of doors, and then the next set of the doors is us.
While they're all talking, I kind of just put my hand in the center of the group, and I just wait for everybody to stop talking, like as they're doing their thing.
I immediately know what he's doing. I put my hand on top of his.
Is this like a thing we're
put
doing?
Put your hands in. Put your hands in. Come on.
Yeah, it's how we're starting out. I like this.
That's right, Krizik.
Yes, we'll do this very good.
Okay, that's fine. We'll make this happen, whatever. And she puts her hand like kind of lazily on top, progressively. This is, she's too cool for school.
Goblins on three? Goblins on three?
Yeah. Fine.
One, two, three. Goblins!
Goblins!
Oh, that was good. That was good, Solo. You're doing great. It's going to totally work. We don't... Only talk if someone talks to us.
Aye.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I think that'll be the best.
All right.
And Mary goes over and opens the door, and she says, "All right, let's go."
Right.
And she swings both doors wide and stands to the side to let you guys through. You pick up the...
I'll take her backside of the chest. I can do both.
There's four other people. So it's you two.
I didn't think that the boss was carrying it. So it's Krizik and Nick in the front. I'm carrying those two, and then she joins in.
Okay. And quickly, as soon as she realizes that she's out of place, she goes back and picks up the other one from you.
Right.
And I want to march out the door first. That's right. And I just want to put my hands on my hip.
I dip, like, we dip, we dip.
And like take a breath in and kind of like look around. I want to be like very regal.
Survey the land as much as you can in this very awkward helmet. Give me a perception check with disadvantage. You can kind of get a lay of the land, figure out where the traffic patterns are. It's a decently busy hallway.
That will be a 18.
With disadvantage?
Yeah, I rolled a 19 and a 16. That's what I'm talking plus about. Two.
So yeah, even through the small eye slits of this helmet, you see that there is like this grouping pattern that's kind of walking by every once in a while. Four people walk by. You see that kind of seems to be the general pattern of what's going on. These little packs that move up and down the hallway. And you hold for just a second and you realize that, oh, here's a perfect spot for you guys, a gap in the traffic, and you can merge in with everybody kind of walking down this busy hallway. People's general reaction, all the goblins walking back and forth, they take notice of you pretty quickly and they give it like a quick smile and then avert their eyes and go a little bit more hurriedly about their business. You have this air of command about you. Are you going to try to stop people, talk to anybody, or just kind of letting this happen?
I know that the people with the chest are just walking.
Yep.
In the direction.
I'm gonna like hit my chest with my left hand, and then I'm just gonna start walking, and I'm gonna like really make my body big.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a performance check.
Arms like swinging.
Yeah. Give me a performance check, and then Merrick, you and the other three are gonna make a strength check to see how well you guys can handle this this chest here. That's pretty. Pretty heavy. Even though it is a bag of holding, it's a chest of holding that has a significant amount of ornate, figurative BS on it.
Athletics? Is this an athletics check?
Nah, it's going to be straight strength.
Straight strength.
I got a 15, you know, like fists are clenched as I'm like moving along in this.
Nice. Yeah,
militant.
You look good. And most of the crowd is very deferential towards you as far as your pathway through the hallway.
And I want to throw in like a quick, like a few, like every once in a while, just like a jolt of my head looking one direction to see if I scare anybody.
And give me an intimidation check.
That's a mod 19.
19? Okay. You do this a couple of times and we'll say this is all happening as you go down. Before we do that, Justin, what was that strength check?
That would be an 8.
All right. Well, luckily, you're having a little bit of trouble with this, but it seems like everyone else is
carrying the weight for me.
They're having a great time, and the problem is everyone else is a different height than you.
Oh yeah.
And so you have to carry it just below your shoulder, and it's a very awkward position for you to be
lifting
in.
Lifting is not
tough.
What I'm good at. I'm not.
No,
I'm
it's not.
Built
it's
for
not
it.
How you
I'm
roll.
Not built for that.
No. Yeah. And you make your way down the hallway and. Solo, you are whipping these looks every once in a while at maybe an inquisitive person, possibly somebody trying to approach you with questions or adulation maybe. At one point, a small goblin child kind of walks up to you with this small flower, and you shoot her a glance. And even though she can't see your face, she can barely, through the slit, see those eyes that are piercing at her. And you feel this commanding presence. And she panics for a second, and you see her eyes go to fear, and she realizes that this isn't the nice guy, and she runs back down the hallway and catches up with her parents who are in a group further down. And you guys make your way up the hallway. You pass the restrooms, ladies and men, and then one probably for disabled access bathroom. And then up ahead, you see two large doors on the right-hand side of the hallway. And Mary kind of shifts in the back position over towards you, Merrick, and says, "Okay, this is the one."
All right, let's turn right. Let's get right in front of it. Then let's act like we're going in.
And I put my right hand in the air,
and everyone stops.
And then I kind of like point at the door.
they have a moment of confusion, and then Krizik goes. In Goblin, snaps a command, and everybody kind of follows his lead as he sets the chest down, and then they go and open the door. Inside the door is a small chamber. with another door and what appear to be coat racks and a little shoebox.
And I put my hand in the air one more time, and I like turn it towards them, and then I just kind of like walk in through the door.
Okay, the door is across from you, so you're in a little like holding room before the actual chamber, and there's clearly like a little space for you guys to get privacy within this small room.
And like I go to pick up the chest so that we get the chest in and maybe lock the other door, like use it to block the doors back.
Roll me a performance check for your little snap. Let's see if that comes off as goblin or if it comes off as anything else.
13.
13. All right. There's a group that's going by you guys as you snap this command. And they look at you and they're like, that's a weird accent, and keep going with a critical fail. Just spot that. The party grabs the chest and moves it slowly into this small antechamber. And antechamber is not the right word.
No, it is. That's exactly the right word.
Oh, well, then it is. Nailed it.
Got it in one.
In post.
And you close the door, and there's a big lock on the back of it, as you guys are in the small room, and Merrick slides the lock closed.
And we set that chest down in there.
Whew, okay, that was...
We made it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right.
Fists are still on hip, like, while they're saying all those things. Like, I'm just kind of, like, looking...
All right.
Looking around.
I feel like... empty room. What do we have? Nikolai? Krizik? What's inside this next room?
Well, this is where I was keeping the old chieftain when I got him.
Right.
But it was just him in here. And Mary was saying that there is five of them in there now, and I'm a little concerned that they may be waiting for my return.
Fine. Solo? You're going to be his return, and if they jump you, give him the silent treatment.
And I put my fist right in front of me, and I just, like, slowly close my knuckles down.
Yeah, no, that's...
And I give him a nod.
Right.
And I swing back around towards the door.
Krizik, don't get hurt.
Merrick, take a point of inspiration for your silence joke. Yeah.
It's like the first one of the podcast. Gold.
That was really nice.
Been sitting on that one for a while.
Silent.
And yeah, you guys ready? Are you opening the door?
Aye.
I think we are.
But I want to open the door.
I'll open the door for you. You're the boss.
Oh, that's right.
You ready? I'll open one door. Mary, open the other. Get those crossbows ready. Krizik, stay out of sight. Don't get hurt.
And you see Mary cock her crossbows, both loaded.
Nick, I don't know what you do, and I don't know if you're good for shite, but you better prove yourself worthy on this one, or else you're going to get your throat cut.
You're just the quite possibly the rudest person I've ever met.
Oh,
but
after I hear this, I want to be intimidating towards Krizik as well, and I'll be like, Krizik, I don't know what you do, but you do right by us, and I won't punch your throat.
Okay, fine. Dick.
3, 2, 1. Boom. Opening the doors.
And they open the doors. And inside, you see five goblins. One significantly bigger than the other four. And then in the middle of the room, roll a perception check.
I got a 17.
Love of Christ. I've got a 10.
These slants are just making it easier. You're getting good. Tunnel vision is basically what's happening with this helmet.
Were you doing that with a disadvantage?
Yeah.
Nice.
Close your eyes.
Vision. Merrick, what you see is...
Jack shit. That's what I see with the 10.
you see the room, basically. You've got the layout. You see the five enemies arrayed out on the far side of the room from you guys. Two of the goblins have bows drawn and are waiting. Two of them have swords out. And the bigger goblin has a small axe in his hand. What you also see is in the middle of the room, between you and them, is the chips. And they are suspended about 2.5 feet off the ground, just in space. Solo,
hey.
You see these two chips as well. and you see that they're sitting in something. A square of cube of something.
So I just know that it's a something, but I know that it's a cube.
Yeah, they're not just magically floating. Merrick, you think that they're magically floating in the air.
They're totally magically floating. They're magical chips.
Right. And Solo, you see that they are definitely being suspended in whatever this is. Right. Let's roll for initiative.
That's right. Let's do it.
All
right. There we go. There's something for you.
Yeah, I got a 15.
15 for Solo?
Aye.
And Merrick?
25.
Holy shit. All right. Let's just say you're going to lead that. Here we go. First up is Merrick.
All right. Just a word picture of the size of the room.
Size of the room is about 30 feet, 30 foot square.
Circle or square? Square.
Yep. Around the sides of the room, there are various armoires, small chests, that kind of thing. Mostly clothing-based, not like chests of gold or anything like that. On the far side of the wall is where your enemies are located. The goblin boss is standing on the bed, and then the other goblins are on the side of the bed waiting for you guys.
Like, does he look like he's been jumping on the bed just waiting for us?
He looks like that he may enjoy jumping on that bed. And there's actually a door on the left-hand side of the wall about halfway down.
All right, so we are just going to go there and do a... We're just going to do a hex on the big guy.
Okay, and hex on the goblin boss?
Yeah, goblin boss. And that'll be... I'm going to do strength checks.
Okay.
No, they're goblins, right?
Yeah.
So dexterity checks.
Sorry.
Cool. Sorry to change that three. So I cast Hex on the goblin chieftain and give him disadvantage on dexterity checks.
Great.
They're 30 feet away, so we will just do... We're going to do a Eldritch Blast. And just see if that hits. 19 to hit, yeah?
And you're doing it on the Goblin Boss too?
Goblin
well?
Boss. 14 plus 5 hit him? 19?
14 plus 5 does, yeah.
Okay. 7 points of damage.
As that hex bolt shoots from you straight across the room, it hits this thing in the middle that you hadn't seen there. It looks like you just shoot straight through him, but it actually hits this cube. And you realize that this cube has a physical form, and it kind of
the
shimmers.
Fuck
as you
is
see
that?
It. Oh shit!
I would like to move at the end of my turn to that left wall,
okay,
and see if there's any type of like chest of drawers or maybe a boudoir that I could open the door and like hide behind.
get a little bit of cover,
since I know that they've got bows out there.
Yeah, I'll give you a half cover.
Great.
On the left-hand side of the room, you'll find a cabinet that's got a larger door, and you crouch down behind it.
Wonderful, thank you. And that is the end of my turn.
Great. Next up are the archers. And one of them is going to try and shoot at you, Merrick. And that, with disadvantage, is...
Why does he have disadvantage?
Because you have half cover.
I think I just get a +2 to my AC.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking that up right now, sorry. So if you want to shoot somebody else that's not as complicated as me, I can tell you.
And the next one's coming at their perceived main enemy, Solo.
Hey.
And his attack's going to come in. Oh, that's not going to hit. 7.
Hey, that misses.
Goes wide.
Yep, +2 for half
plus
cover.
+2 to AC?
For half cover.
It's a 21 to hit.
Well, fine then. That's fine. Then clearly he hits me. Even with 3/4 cover, he would have just blown right through me.
7 points of damage.
God, great! Ah, that stings quite a lot.
Next up is Solo.
Hi, and the one who just like shot at me and like missed.
Yep.
I'm gonna like shoot my head towards him.
Yep.
With like rage, and I'm gonna like sprint charge at him.
Uh huh.
And I'm gonna like try to like. Flying dive with both fists out.
Give me a acrobatics check with disadvantage because you have to run with this helmet on, and doing combat in this helmet is very difficult.
Okay, So that will be an 11.
All right. Not the outcome you were hoping for. You kind of like take off with this dive and you end up near him, but you miscalculated when you were running. The helmet jostled on your head and you couldn't quite get a bead on. It was hard to figure out exactly where he was from you, and your trajectory was a little bit off. So go ahead and make your attacks.
Maybe you want to use your bonus action to take off that fucking helmet.
Oh, your attacks are at disadvantage.
I fucking hate you so much.
That one misses.
All right.
Here's silence, though.
Come on, silence.
That one misses, too.
What did you get?
Oh, sorry. That one was a 2.
All right.
A shout across the room, free action. Take off the bloody helmet!
And I
the
just
jig
like,
is up!
Shoot a, I just shoot a glance at him.
You can't even see me!
I can hear you.
Yeah, of course you can! But I've got half cover, so you can't see me.
Oh, you got half cover. You're drawing everyone to your position.
Yeah, so
right
maybe
now.
You could wreck shop!
Oh, I mean, maybe you could wreck
no,
shop.
No, take off
the
fucking helmet! Why are we fighting in front of him? And that's hopefully his when Mary goes and just blasts two, you know.
You're just attacking. So next up is the swordsman goblins. And they are, let's see, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, goblin captain's up first. And he hops down from the bed and moves towards Solo. And with his axe is going to take a big attack. 15 to hit.
And that ties.
All right, that's a hit on the first one for 3 points of damage. I'm sorry, 5 points of damage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the second one coming at you as well, 11. Does not quite hit with the second attack.
Does not quite hit.
The next guy up is the second group of goblins, the swordsman goblins. One of those goblins moves over to where Merrick is hiding behind the door, and with his sword is going to hack down at you with a
partial cover.
Eight.
Partial cover.
An eight just like sticks in the door and he gets it stuck there and he rips it out angrily. And the other one coming at you Solo. With an 11, doesn't hit it either, and they weren't quite prepared for the party that you have here and the weird goblin-ish things that are going on. Next up is the goblins. I'm sorry. Next up is Mary. Seeing that that Solo's the far outnumbered right now, is going to level both crossbows at the goblin boss. The first one hits. The second one misses. Her first hit, she does 7 points of damage. And yeah, the other bolt goes wide, and she moves into the room and off to the right-hand side, kind of the opposite side of the room from where Merrick is currently hiding. Next up is Krizik. He is going to decide that he is on your side firmly. He likes the new administration, and he's all in. And he moves to help out Solo as well. So as he runs across the room... he's going to attack the goblin boss as well.
So thankful that happened. Would never have heard the end of it.
And a 15 does not hit. So he's having a crisis of conscience, and he's made his choice, but he wasn't quite sure of it, and now he's, okay, let's do this. Next round will hopefully be a bit better. The next guy up is Nick. And Nick comes in and begins to sing. And it's a beautiful song. I don't know any Russian songs.
I think just like the theme from Dr. Zhivago, everyone would know that. If it's beautiful, right?
He's doing a little dance with his arms crossed in front of his shoulders.
So it's the Nutcracker.
Like the Cossack thing.
He's doing the Nutcracker.
And that, luckily, is out of any kind of copyright issues, so we can do whatever we want with it. We don't have to use all of it.
You could, like, interlace it throughout the rest of it. Thank God I got this windscreen this next one. Think about all the plosives I've saved with all my pum pums.
And with that, he is going to give inspiration to Merrick. So you have a 1d6 inspiration. And then with his action, he is going to cast... No, he's going to use a... He's got a little short bow, and he's going to shoot his short bow at one of the sword-handling goblins near Solo. And he rolls a nat 1, and it comes dangerously close to hitting Solo, but doesn't quite hit him.
Jesus.
Back to the top of the order, Merrick's up.
All right. I've got one sword guy right in front of me. Let's just deal with this. Let's do it. Short swords come out faster. Like, his sword is just pulled out of the bureau door, and I'm like, sometimes the blade sticks. That first one's not going to hit because that was, a 10, but I'll use my inspiration I just got.
There you go.
Up to a 15.
That'll hit.
Yeah, that'll do every time. That'll do every time. Sneak attack on this fucker.
Yeah, get him.
All right. 13 points of damage.
Goblin goes down.
Yuck!
Just right through him, teaching him how to play that game.
All right.
What's next?
As it like rubs right into him, I'm like,
"Yep,
thanks, Nick, for the tune, papa, papa, pa." And I'm gonna run towards to flank the swords one that's right next to Solo.
Nice, yeah.
Can I flank? Is there a way I can flank him to get advantage on the attack? Or are we not doing that? It's fine if we're not.
No.
Great.
And as you move,
yeah,
this cube that's in the middle.
Right? Because I did not specifically say I didn't run around the cube.
Lashes out at you.
Great. Wait, now hold on. I did go hard left.
But they're on the right-hand corner.
Oh, the bed is on the right-hand corner?
The bed's in the middle. They're on the right-hand side of the bed.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. This is happening.
It's happening.
Doesn't mean I have to like it.
And that is a 16.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll hit.
That hits.
This one. 6 points of damage. As part of this cube just whips out and smacks you as you run by it.
Oh, that's really gross and painful. Shite. All right, do I get to make an attack on it now?
Yes, you got your offhand.
Right. Oh, that hits. 23.
That hits.
23, but it's only 1d6.
I'm sorry, you're going after the swordsman or the bow?
Swordsman.
Okay.
6 points of damage.
Nice. And that has severely affected his feelings about life. Next up are the bows. The bow guy near you guys is going to take disengage action and move over to the left-hand side of the room away from you. And the other bow guy is going to continue his assault on Merrick. But he missed.
Thank God.
With a 9.
That's great.
Next up is Solo.
How many goblins are around me?
Several. Right now you have the goblin boss next to you, and you have
sword you could probably finish off the sword one.
So it's just the sword one and the goblin boss?
Yeah. And then you, me, and Krizik on our side.
Yep.
So first move, I'm gonna shoot the head at the sword guy. Like, I'm to take the helmet.
Okay.
And I'm gonna throw it at the sword guy, and I'm gonna when I throw it, I'm gonna go in for a kneecap. I'm just gonna punch him straight through his knee.
Okay, so it's gonna be your bonus action
to throw it off the helmet.
To throw off the helmet, if you want to attack him with it, I think that would make it your action.
But no, he's just the distraction.
A distraction.
I want him to kind of like just to go towards his face.
Okay, make a dex check. It'll be like an attack roll.
Range
essentially.
Attack roll.
Yeah, to see if you can get it up in his grill.
Okay, that was a 14 for attack.
That'll work. And now give me your regular attack roll with advantage. As he's trying to dodge out of the way of this thing.
No, we're good. I don't need your advantage.
Oh yeah, what'd you get?
I don't need it because I got a 20.
That's the first one of this week for fuckstick.
Very nice.
So just like through the kneecap, like,
oh yeah. Give me some damage. That's what I want to see.
Oh, you want to see some damage?
I want to see some damage, baby. Damage?
I'll show you some damage. 3 + 3 is 6 points.
Did you double the dice roll?
And that makes it
so 3 times 9 Nine
points of damage. Times. Your fist nine goes squarely through his knee, and this is the first ever recorded case of somebody dying from a knee punch. A knee punch. You point, like, usually you would hit a knee and you'd be like, ow, I hit somebody in their kneecap. You did the kneecap into his body cavity where it decimates his organs and he is dead. Hey everybody, Bjorn, your DM here, with some actually pretty sad news. We have not been able to take over the world yet. I know. It's shocking. Hurtful. But we have to face reality here and buckle down. We need more subscriptions. We need more reviews. We need more of the other stuff. Likes, I guess. Yeah, we'll call it likes. But seriously, thank you all for listening, and checking us out. I want to say thank you to, Molly Doan. You can find her on Instagram at MadlyMyOwn and, RGB the Band. And you can find them pretty much everywhere at RGB the Band on all different kinds of stuff. Give them a listen and let's get back to it.
I mean, he could have just bled out, right? It's just fist of...
That would take
the force, the force behind it, like, it just sped up the bleed out.
This guy's
process.
Fucking dead as a doornail, like, is what he is.
It pushed more blood right? out, is what Good. Happened. Like, the fist, like, the force terrifying. Around it just, like, made a waterfall of blood come out of his open, gaping leg now.
It was terrifying. Anything else you want to do?
Yeah. Because I was a little surrounded and a little pissed off, and I'm in a little bit of a blood rage right now. I'm gonna key point it.
Go for it.
So like, as I shoot through the kneecap, I'm gonna pull my arm out, kind of just flinging blood around.
Yep.
You know, like a circle. And I'm gonna go in, and I'm gonna hit the chieftain square in the face with my left hand, and then in the gut with my right hand.
Yeah, get him.
And that is a plus 3. That's a 14.
Fourteen doesn't
hit.
All right, and that's a 15.
15 doesn't hit.
All right.
Too much rage for this blood rage. Yeah.
Too much blood rage.
Yep. And both swings go a little bit wild. Next up is the Goblin Boss, who is pretty enraged at Krizik right now. Why is this little betrayer in your midst? He's kind of gotten the drop on the fact that the rest of them are not goblins. With Nick having dropped his appearance,
guys.
And everyone else has kind of pretty much shown their colors, he realized that Krizik's the only one he recognizes and is coming after him. So his first attack is going to hit with a crit, and the second attack is going to hit as well with a 17.
Totally a story where you don't have to kill him. Like, we don't need a goblin companion. Like, this is...
In the arms of an angel.
Good night, everybody. For
Krizik. That's enough. I just needed to roll one. That's a serious rap on Krizik. As this decimates him.
It's a serious rap.
Max damage. Krizik's
out of the series. That's it.
The first one is 16 points Krizik. Of damage.
That cinematic, like, slow-mo of this happening and just like tears, because like the last thing I said to him, you know, like I kind of yelled at him, like, and that's like what's going through my head as he dies.
Yeah, like the first axe comes in, and you can see that Krizik goes down, and he comes back with the second axe and
hits
him again with max damage. Yeah.
This is like Ned Stark.
26 points of damage, just dead.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
More than double his health pool, he's gone. So bye, Krizik. Next up, Mary's up. And Mary looks very concerned about this cube thing in the middle. And she turns both of her her crossbows on this thing. And
I can't believe that just happened in front of me.
Both hit.
I don't feel very good about it at all.
12 points of damage. And she unloads into it. And you can see that both arrows penetrate and just kind of stick in this cube, and now we're hanging in space inside this gelatinous cube.
Is there some blood splatter on it, too?
Nope.
I'm just wondering.
Okay. Oh, there might be, from what the hell just happened to Krizik. Next up is...
Would have been Krizik, but he's dead.
Yeah, it would have been Krizik, but it's definitely not. Nick, who is actually going to do a little bonus action healing onto Merrick. Nice. And that is 7 points of healing.
Wonderful. That's so kind of him.
And for his main action... Solo, did you take damage?
I took 5 points of damage earlier, yeah.
He's also going to use his action to do that. And that is 5 points of healing.
Dope AF
yeah.
For the millennials out there.
Dope AF. Next up is the gelatinous cube. Gelatinous cube is moving from the corner towards
He was in the middle. So he's moving from the middle to where?
To you.
Towards the corner, towards us in the corner.
And he is going to try and engulf you.
Hold your breath. Hold your breath!
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Using my inspiration.
Attaboy. I think that's a very good time to use it.
Just straight dexterity?
Dex saving throw.
15.
Good. and as it tries to engulf you, kind of like, what is this thing? You feel it's like cool jelliness start to ooze over you, and you get away from it, and you're safe. And that's his action.
What the for fuck's sake!
You're bumped back 5 feet.
Yeah! Am I laying on the bed, though? Or am I just up against the bedpost like 50 shades of cube?
You're standing on the pillows right now against the headboard.
Standing or like knees down like a sexy kitten?
No, standing!
Okay.
It's not that kind of podcast.
It's not that type of podcast.
I just want a word picture for how he's on the bed, you know? I'll
save that for the ladies.
Yeah. And now it is Merrick's turn.
All right, here we are. How big is this cube?
It is a 5 foot cube.
Do I have a path to the goblin boss? Because I just watched
him. You can hit him from where you're at.
Murder Krizik, and I'm not happy about it.
You've got a clear path to him. He's there. And...
Knowing where the cube is and trying to not get another attack from him.
It would be a shift to get there.
Hopefully put him, the boss, between me and the cube.
If you were to do that, you would move out of the cube's attack range and he would attack you.
Nah, fuck it. I swing at him and then I'll move and then not have a problem. That's a mod 20.
That definitely hits.
That's not sneak attack because I don't care about the cube. I care about the fucking boss. It's 5 points total. Now I'm getting the boss between me and the cube and I'm delivering some hurt.
Get on him.
Does a 15 hit him?
Nope. He's got some pretty sturdy spiky leather armor on.
Not necessarily cubed. That's the end of my turn.
Cool.
And I would imagine that he's giving me some cover from those fucking archers, too.
You got two archers.
Because if
there,
not, up. I'll pick him up as a meat sheet. Or I'll pick up Krizik's corpse, what's left of it, and I'll hold him. And it'll be looking in his dead eyes, and I'm like, you're helping me right now.
I think it would be probably an action to do that.
I know, it's just for the word pictures. It's just for flavor.
Don't worry, the first attack comes in at Merrick and it misses with a 9. Second attack is coming at Solo with a 10.
Do you want to catch it?
They're not feeling good. Yeah, you can try and catch it.
You can catch it and throw it back. Actually, I guess it only matters if you hit.
If it hits.
So yeah, no dice on those guys. Solo.
So, Krizik just died.
Yep.
This rage inside me. I'm going to take some of that blood... And I'm going to wipe it on my left fist.
Yeah.
Because I killed him with the right hand. So now my entire left fist is covered with blood. And I'm going to go up to the chieftain toe-to-toe and just put both fisty cuffs up. You know, Captain America, I can do this all day. And I'm just going to fucking lay into him. Again, using my, I believe, my last key point.
All right, get
Three
him.
Three hits. Let's do it.
Three hits.
Nat 20?
Oh, nat 20 first one.
Just nice. Keep rolling the dice.
17, second one.
That hits.
And 17, third one.
3 for 3.
All right, so that was... That's what everything that I wanted to do, but couldn't.
Not quite.
So, first one is 2 plus 3, 5 damage. Oh, no, the first one is nat 20, so it's 4 plus 3, 7 damage.
7?
Second one is 4 points of damage. And the third one is another 7 points of damage.
Nice.
18, 20.
And, like, just hate in my eyes. No more Mr. Nice Solo.
And he, like, looks at you and, like, You've made him bleed his own blood, and he's not happy with that, and looks a little shaken from it, and is now coming back at you with his first attack.
Yeah, and I've got this kind of Dwayne Rock Johnson, like, bring it on.
13 does not hit.
Nope.
Yeah, first attack comes in wild. He also appears to be a little bit distracted by this cube, and he turns around and takes a hack at the cube, and hits for 6 points of damage, and that's it for him. Next up are the dead guys. They're dead. They're still doing their dead thing. Mary's up, and she is going to reload and both shots again at the cube. Both shots hit. 6, 7, 8 damage. And next up is Nick. Nick is going to cast Fairy Fire in the corner with the two archers.
Nice.
Oh, that's a 1 and an 8. They do not save. So now they are both highlighted and primed for being shit kicked out of them. He's also going to throw inspiration onto... He's going to put it onto Merrick again. And do his dance.
All right, Cube's turn.
Cube is up, and the cube this time is going to move on the Goblin Boss. And Goblin Boss is making his dexterity save with disadvantage, right?
If it's a save, it's not disadvantage.
Right. But that's a one. So he fails his save, and he's engulfed. Jesus. And he takes...
So I witness what I escaped happening to my new nemesis, the Goblin Boss. And yep. What do I see?
You see him slip into the cube, and with that slippage, his body's kind of crushed a little bit, and then you see it start to burn with acid. The crushing, he's still like, you could see him like a scream bubble come out as that hurts, and then his skin starts to melt as he takes 12 plus 9, 21 points of acid damage, and he dies. Goblin Boss is dead. And you see him just dissolving inside of this cube. So now there's a Goblin Boss inside the cube and two chips. Next up is Merrick.
Am I outside of his melee range? I don't. The way the cube is and what he just did to the Goblin Boss, am I?
No, because you were in melee from the Goblin Boss. The way he does his engulf,
he just
attack,
takes over this.
He
square,
moves
right?
into your square. Yeah,
right. I'm gonna shout, Solo, get the fuck away from this thing, and I'm gonna use bonus action disengage from cunning action. Okay. Going all the way over to one of the bowmen.
Okay.
I can make it, right?
Knock out those guys. Yeah, you can make it no problem.
That's very good, sir. 21.
Ooh, that hits.
Sneak attack. My rage will find an outlet.
Gotta love that swashbuckler feature.
Oh, yeah.
That's so nice. Yeah.
11 points of damage to, I'm just going to call him Bow 1, because I don't think either one
Bow
of them have been
hit. So, and within an inch of his life, you just take him, and it's like, it's a slit, like, underneath the rib cage. Excellently executed. And almost actually executed. And with that, he's gonna kind of, like, panic and, disengage away from you and run towards the south corner of the room.
Bottom left.
Got it. Yeah. The other guy is gonna do the same thing. I'm sorry, he's not going to disengage, though. He's just going to sprint towards the bottom
swinging,
of the room. So you get
an
attack of opportunity.
Swing, for sure.
Yeah.
Mod 20.
That hits.
6 points of damage.
Nice. And with his action, he's going to shoot at you. Fuck. These guys are just terrible, because that's another 7. Which, just, yeah, just right by you. You don't even have to move. You're just like, this guy's terrible at this game. Goblin Boss is dead. Group 2 is dead. Mary's up. And Mary is going to load her things again and aim at the goblins. The goblin who disengaged actually looks like he's moving for the door.
Oh.
Trying to
get
out.
The door on the left-hand side.
The door towards the south where you guys came in.
Oh, okay. Because there is a door on the left-hand side that we don't know anything about.
Correct. Fine. And she is going to shoot her first bolt at that first goblin and misses. And so she's going to try that second bolt at the first goblin that's running for the door and crits. He's
gone.
Dead.
Tauntaun.
He had one health point left.
Tauntaun. Right through the eye.
Soup's dead. Oh, it's beautiful. Like it kind
the
of
first one
into
like
the
missed, but that
wall.
Was just like the tracer fire and then dives exactly. Right in. Pinning the goblin's head against the wall.
Yep. Next up is Nick, who's going to, with his action, use his bow against the other goblin. And he misses. And then bonus action is going to give inspiration to Solo.
Did we miss Solo's turn?
Solo's turn.
We did.
I think we did. Just standing in shock.
Okay. Well, you've got inspiration now, 1d6. Your turn.
Hi.
I got all excited.
And I'm just face to face with this glob.
You're
right?
Actually face to face with a dissolving goblin boss inside the glob.
And the bed and the bed's right next to me.
The glob is between you and the bed.
Damn it! So if I shift around the goblin, I'll be next to the bed.
What do you want to do? You could shift around to get on the bed. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just want to be able to touch the fabric on the bed.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a pillow sheet, pull it off on my fist, and I'm going to punch the glob nice. With the pillow sheet wrapped around my fist.
Cool. I think we'll call that a free action because that's kind of fun.
And that
it's
is...
acid. And it's a sheet.
19.
Yeah.
19 plus 3.
I don't care how high the thread count is. It makes no difference to that fucking sheet.
These are OSHA-approved acid sheets.
Nice. So you got a 21 to hit, though, right? Or something
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, that hits.
And that's 6 points of damage.
Nice. All right. Anything else?
I will now move away. I will take that hit.
Probably better to take the hit than the engulf.
Yeah. And I'm moving.
Do you
want to
get
moving
both
all
your hits
the...
in?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. I'm gonna hit him.
Your unarmed strike bonus.
Yeah, because you've got your quick feature, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one doesn't hit. That's a 7.
That hits.
7 hits.
7 hits.
Okay, well then that's 5 more points of damage.
Nice.
Now I'm going to move away.
Take the attack of opportunity, but where are you moving to?
I'm moving towards Nikolai.
Okay, back down towards the main door on the
right-hand
side.
Nikolai never really
there.
Left the door.
Yeah, he's kind of chilling
five
there.
5 feet in or something.
But doesn't your feet make you not take tax of opportunity?
Oh,
you're right.
You're right.
Helping you out.
That's a gift. Like
you're right.
You got to remember that.
I
put
haven't
that
used my feet in
right
forever. I mean, it's on my stuff. Mobile. If I attack, I don't provoke opportunity attacks.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, it's similar to the swashbuckler thing. So you guys are set to move in and out real quick, which is nice. Cool. Back into the order. Nick just went, and we're at Gelatinous Cube time, who doesn't have enough movement to get to anybody. He doesn't have reach on his attack. So he's going to move towards the center of the room again, kind of his original starting point. Next up is Merrick.
Mary, what the fuck is that thing in the middle of the cube? Does it know shit? And as I'm doing that, I'm running towards the last bow goblin.
Okay. It's a great big nasty cube thing.
Does
kill
it,
it.
A fucking brain. And as I'm saying that, I'm just casually just slicing up this last goblin. I'm like, what the fuck? Mop up with the mobs there. That one was a 19 plus 5. So let's roll those.
Definitely
hits. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage from the sneak attack. That's
yeah.
5 plus 6, 11 more points of damage.
Dead.
Yeah. So that's like I said, it was very conversational.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, I can't do anything else. So I'm there. It's like, well, just keep shooting it, I guess. We'll run around from it.
Cool. That works.
It's the end of my turn.
That's it. Group one is dead now. Now, Solo, you're actually up.
Hey. Well, I
even
am
now,
right?
Bob and weave.
I'm gonna be like a little bumblebee, you know. I'm gonna hop
now,
step in.
Yep.
Jab jab.
Now,
hop step
geometrically
out.
Speaking, he's in the middle of the glob is in the middle of the room, right?
Yep.
So from the middle of the room, in one turn, he could make it to any corner.
Got it. I'm gonna attack twice.
Get him.
That's a 17 on the first one and a 13 on the second one.
Two for two.
Two. That's 5 points of damage on the first one and 6 points of damage on the second one.
11 total.
And I
nice.
Get in there, jab, jab, and I step back, and I'm 5 steps behind Nikolai.
Nice. That works. Next up is Mary, who's going to take both of her shots. Oh, with a crit and a 19. She's feeling good.
Feeling good.
So the first one is 3 is 11. Second one is 9, so 20 points of damage. Now she's feeling good. And she's going to kind of like shift on the wall a little bit so she's as far away from this thing as possible. Nick is going to use his short bow. And he just barely hits. He hits for 3 points of damage. Next up is the gelatinous cube, who's going to move towards that corner where you and Nick are. And try and engulf Nick. Oh, shit. So Nick fails his save and becomes engulfed. And the initial pressure causes 10 points of damage.
All right.
And then the acid burn from when he goes in, plus 12 is 25 points of damage.
So that's 35 that he's suffered. So he's yep. unconscious.
And
in there.
He falls unconscious inside the cube. Next up is Merrick.
All right, so I'm going to run and use my attacks to try and carve out that part of the cube that he's in.
You can, with your action, try to pull him out.
Right, but I'm not very strong. Is it an athletics check?
I wish. The actual
fuck it, I'm going to try and save this Russian fuck, so I don't care what it is. I run in and I'm doing that.
Okay. Go ahead and grab him. Alright, make your strength check.
He gave Solo inspiration. I don't have an inspiration.
Right.
Right.
That, you sure it's not athletics?
I am sure.
Yeah, that's great. That's an 8.
Don't quite get it. You try and get him and his hands are like covered in slimy, oozy goop. You're trying to grab his feet because they're still like hanging out a little bit, so you don't have to quite get there, but it's still oozing and slimy. You can't quite pull him out.
I'm going to...
bonus action.
I'm just going to bonus action. Well, with my cunning action and manipulating objects, can I try and pull him out again?
Nah, it's going to be a full action to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to cunning action away from this thing and...
You can just attack and get away, right? As long as you attack, you don't take
opportunity. I don't know if I can attack... One hand if I don't use my action to attack. That was what I was...
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to take my cunning action to disengage away from the... Well, how much movement did I have? I got enough to get away from him, 15 right?
15 out, 15 out, yeah.
Yeah, so a disengage out.
Cool.
And I, as I'm disengaging, I'm like, he's really stuck in there. I'm not very strong.
And Merrick, you're up.
Solo.
I'm sorry, Solo, you're up.
I will attempt to thrust my hand in and grab him and pull him out.
Okay.
And you have inspiration, so that's good.
And I have inspiration.
Strength.
Strength.
His strength is the same as mine. We're both negative. We're it's, both negative ones.
It's not worth using my inspiration.
Because you got a 2. Otherwise you would be...
Because I got a 6.
Well, you failed inspiration gets you to 12.
Yeah, but you failed with like a...
I failed with an 8.
Oh. Well,
come on, baby.
Let's use that inspiration, then. That's a 3.
9 doesn't make it.
Yep. Those were terrible odds for all our gamblers.
Mary, you guys, should I pull him out?
No, just fucking shoot the fucker.
Can do.
We should have done that, too.
I should move away.
You gotta move away, yeah. And you move out of range as this happens. Because she crits again.
Oh, thank fuck, Mary!
And the crit is 11 points of damage, and the normal hit is just 4 points of damage.
For
and
15.
The ooze just loses its form. The body of Nick is shot out of it.
It's the end of Ghostbusters.
Slides across the room. The room is just covered in this ooze.
Yeah.
It doesn't burn you guys, but it has this nasty, acrid smell to it. And the chips are laying on the ground.
God, I'm going over and I'm going to give him a healing potion.
Oh, my God.
I've got one that of was... Al's Happy Fortune drinks.
Okay, yeah.
It's the only fucking right healing potion I have on me.
Cool, that works. And you administer and he immediately... That's something I do not want to do again.
Yeah, we tried to get you out. We should have just punched him or cut him up, but we tried. We're not very strong.
I very much appreciate it.
We're just glad you're alive.
The smell is just amazing.
You don't smell good at all.
No. Gosh.
Let's push more. Okay, we don't have a lot of time here, so if you're ready to go, let's start. Mary, get those two chips.
And Mary has already picked up the chips. Right. And she's connecting them together. Do you have the third one?
Do we need that to get out of here?
We gotta make a portal. I need the third one.
Let's not do that until no one knows that we're in here and it's a problem. Let's toss the room, see what's in this other door. Let's not rush this.
Okay.
I will give you this. Just don't make the fucking portal yet.
Fine.
Fine. Let's go.
She sits at the foot of the bed.
Are you seriously not gonna... I'm tossed.
You want to look at this stuff? I don't want to look at this stuff. I just.
Yeah.
Fine. Go look.
All right.
Go over to the door and it is locked.
Before I went to the door, I'm going to get the key off the goblin dissolved body captain thing.
The captain body dissolved?
Yeah, I can do investigation.
Yep.
18.
Yeah, you've got yourself a key. You've got about 15 gold pieces off. You go through all the bodies, 15 gold pieces altogether.
Great. And then I'm going to go see what's in this thing. What's in the door?
You put the key in the door.
Check for traps. I know it's locked. Check for traps.
Give me a check for traps.
Yeah, I'm a rogue for a reason. And I don't want the internet shame. That's right.
That's fair.
That's right. So that's just... I'm proficient for... it's perception or investigation because I'm specifically looking for this, right?
It's either that or sleight of hand, I think we're calling check for trap because that's like your big booster one.
Okay, well then that's fine. Then I did a 21.
Okay. And you put the key in the lock and then you're like, wait a second. You search the edges and you find a thread that is on the door and you carefully dismantle this trap. Which appears to trigger some sort of explosive. Oh. And then you open the door and it slides open. Inside, you see a small chest sitting underneath a bunch of kind of decently medium quality clothes that are hanging on hangers. But underneath those, you do find a small chest and then a weapon that's lying across the top of the chest that looks like a rapier.
Excellent. Do any of the clothes look like they fit my man Solo, since they're so nicely made?
They're not nice. They're like medium quality.
That's fine. I'm going to grab the clothes, the chest, and the rapier. Actually, I'm going to say, Solo, come over here and help me with this. Let's get it into the chest of storage, and then we can get the fuck out of here.
And this is the first time, like, you kind of snapped me out of it, because I've been standing there just with, like, blood dripping off my fist, looking at Krizik's body.
Yeah, and I'll holler over there and I'll come over to you with like the rapier. I'll just put it in my belt for right now and I'll shake and be like, Solo, he's dead. It's fine. There's nothing we can do for him.
I just like slowly look up at you.
Do you want to get out of here?
Aye.
All right. Come.
Are you ready, boys?
Mary, we're getting the chest. We definitely need that chest and we need... just found and all that. I put all that stuff in there. And I take Krizit's body. Is there anything left?
He's very dead.
I take mangled one of his teeth. Bit. I take both of his, like, sharp goblin teeth. I'd like to pull them out and wear them and keep them for later.
Nature check.
Yeah. Survival?
That's the one.
That's the one you wanted? I hate luck.
What did you get?
I just don't think it's right.
You're going to defile this corpse, aren't you?
I don't think it's right that I'm trying to do something good.
What did you get?
I got a crit fail. I didn't get a single natural 20. Mary has 2. Dan has 2. I'm trying to do something cool for this, and I get a crit fail? And fuck!
Whatever's about to happen, I'm prepping this emotion of just sheer terror and disgust of the defilement that you're about to describe.
No, so, it's all good intent.
So Merrick gently grabs Krizik's head
fuck.
In his left hand. In his right hand, he pulls out a small dagger that he's going to use to try and pry this tooth out and slips it into his mouth, and it's stuck there. And it's very hard to get it open. And then all of a sudden it gives way, and he cuts the bottom jaw off of Krizik. No tooth comes out, but it's just this mangled, and you hear this guttural as this pressure push. You kind of slump onto his chest, and a bunch of air comes out, blood spray,
and you hear me say, "For the love of fucking Christ!"
You got a bunch of blood on your face now,
but I have the mangled lower jaw.
It's still half on.
You want to tear it off.
I fucking like, tear it the rest of the way off, and I put it in my fucking pocket. I'm like, make it a fucking portal.
Okay. It's a little...
Just make the portal!
And she puts the three together, and you see her stand there, and you see a little bit of energy, purple energy, start to glow in the cracks of the chips, and they fuse together, and then this purple energy extends out and begins to build and start to spin and swirl around her. She's whispering this incantation. And then this all of a sudden takes a very solid form in the middle of the room where she's standing, and all around her is this portal to what looks like this starry interdimensional space. She goes, "All right, boys. Time to have a look behind the curtain."